She just, you know, I was in deep hollows of Tennessee and Arkansas where people lived in tar paper shacks with no electricity or running water. And she would come in her full regalia. I never saw her without full regalia. And they loved her so much that they accepted my presence. And it was so clear that she absolutely respected them. That was why there was so much love. She never played down. She always was pulled together. She was always who she was, out of respect for her fans. She taught me the importance of acknowledging and respecting fans.
And finally, would you call Dolly a feminist?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, she knew from the get-go who she was. She knew that people would make fun of who she was because of how she looked. And so she did it first, and she did it so smart. And she was always in charge of her life. She was always in charge of her talent and her business and her career. It came from her. So yes, she was in charge of her life. She was a feminist.
Jane Fonda, thanks so much.
The legendary actor and activist Jane Fonda speaking about Dolly Parton. They starred together in the film 9 to 5 with Lily Tomlin. Dolly Parton was laid to rest next to her husband, Carl Dean, in a private burial on Friday in Nashville, Tennessee. Jane Fonda's new film is Gaslit. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. And that does it for today's show. A very happy birthday to Hani Masood. I'll be at the Firehouse Cinema at DCTV in Manhattan today for the Q&A after the 3:30 screening of the documentary Runa See Me. On Saturday, September 5th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin at the Barrymore Theater at 7:30 for a screening of Steal the Story, Please. And in Chicago on Sunday, check out democracynow.org. Special thanks to Mike Burke and Nicole Salazar. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
We're the High and Mighties.
Yeah, and you're listening to CJUM.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
I got a question for you guys. Music. It's a universal thing, and there's lots to learn from it. And it really does tell a lot. But how much does it actually tell? Because, folks, today we're here to put that idea to the test. This is Kyler. I'm from the Weekly Wilers, of course, and this is your Wiler Report. And today I brought to you a collective of music from a specific country, and it's our job and your collective job to guess what country we are talking about today. So, I won't waste no more time. Let's get into the first track, Rebellion. Take a listen.
Quiero contarle, mi hermano, un pedacito de pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero. Y dice así.
Ooh, okay. Any guesses? Any guesses? No? I hear no one guessing, so I will give you the first hint of today. This song, of course, coming out 1986, was actually a B-side track. Funny enough, was later accused of self-plagiarization by the same artist. He plagiarized an earlier song, allegedly, that he wrote in 1978. Famously, this song was included on many of the top 100 greatest blank, that's where you'd put the country, and salsa songs of all time, and has been described by a certain magazine as one of the most famous examples of songs that go, "Hold my drink, I need to dance." So take it as you will as we move into this next one, El Preso. Ready, set, dance.
Oye, te hablo desde la prisión. Wilson Manyoma. Orbona.
Ya no es.
Okay. What are we thinking? That song, the title of it, El Preso, directly translates to The Prisoner and is an actual real song about a true man who spent 30 years, served 30 years in a Canadian prison. And that man's origins may give you a little hint, if you catch my drift, of where we're talking about today. The song was released in the 70s and was actually that country's, one of that country's first international hits, actually. So funny enough, even though he was arrested, it turned into a good opportunity for him to make a pretty good song. So take it as you will. Next, we got another one coming up. I'm not going to say the name because I feel like it'll give it away. So we're just going to listen and you can see what we think. Take a listen. Let me know.
Aventura.
All right. That was a pretty great song. I'm not telling you the name. It gave it away like immediately. So you'll just have to go on to umfm.com and you will have to go and find the track listing for today so you can check out the song name. But not right now, because we have to focus on what happened the year that song came out. Released in 1995, which of course was a big year for the country. Because on the same year, of course, 1995, September 6th, they had a long-haired goalkeeper for their national football team who would do the impossible. I'm talking in a friendly against England at Wembley Stadium. He would watch the ball get chipped over him from a long distance and would proceed to jump with all the force he's ever had and clear the ball mid-air with the backs of his heels. He would famously scorpion kick the ball out of the net as a goalkeeper for no reason. One of the most famous moments in goalkeeping history, among the most famous, I would say, and one of the weirdest moments, but the coolest things to ever watch. So if you ever can, you should look into it. But we got to roll on. We got to jump into our next song, Caracol. Oh my goodness, my mouth doesn't make those noises yet, but I'm working on it. But let's just listen so we can stop rambling.
Tuviera cara como tiene el caracol, fuera cara, fuera col, fuera caracol o cara. Si la col tuviera cara como tiene el caracol, fuera cara, fuera col, fuera caracol o cara. Si la col.
Right, there's a big hint in that one, a real big hint, and if you look closely, you won't miss it, because that is one of the origin songs among the early adopters of the most famous type of music in that area. I'll give you some hints, just because I'm feeling a little bit nice today. Folks, in that music that we are talking about today, the most famous music in that area of the unnamed country, because of course we're talking about you guessing countries here on UMFM 101.5. This is your weekly Wyler's Wyler Report, Kyler talking here. It blends a beautiful historic percussion and heavy drums of African music in with melodic flutes from indigenous tribes of the area, as well as it has hints of Spanish music because, of course, the Spanish people in history were definitely involved in this area. La Maritim, but excuse my language. It's a staple of the area, and it's a staple of today's, of course, episode, because this is... Well, I almost told you there. I'm not telling you. You got to guess, because the next we have coming up is Tobacco y Ron. Of course, let's jump right in.
El que niega, el creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco,
tabaco y ron. Tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
I was feeling a bit generous. I got some background music for you. I know. No need to thank me. Anyways, I quite like what we have going on here today. So much so that I'm going to slide you another hint. And before you guess, I know I've been getting a lot of Frances. People have been giving me Frances. Maybe a Ukraine. Maybe even an Austria. That was a crazy one. No one gave me Austria. I'm actually lying. But you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Your hint of today for this part of the episode, of course, is that the flag of said country that we are guessing today, based on the music I am playing, uses unequal proportions in their flag. So, let me know what you think. Shoot a guess, maybe see what you can get out of this as we jump into, well, one of the more obvious answers. If you haven't guessed it by now, I'm going to throw you a huge, huge, quite frankly, humongous, huge layup. And that is, of course, this is one of the most popular artists and to come out of that country ever. I could quite frankly say that because it's very obvious that this is probably one of the more famous and recognizable people to come out of this country, because we're about to enter. We are about to enter. And if I could get a drum roll, I would love one now. Put it in your heads. The Shakira Power Hour. This was actually just my secret way of wanting to play a bunch of Shakira songs. So let's listen to a bunch of Shakira songs. First we have Hips Don't Lie, then we have Waka Waka, and then we'll stop back in, we'll jump into the next ones. All right, let's take a listen.
Dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh, and if you fall, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. It's time for Africa. Listen to your dad, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line. Vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on and feed them, this is your moment, no hesitation. Today's your day, I feel it. You pave the way, believe it. If you get down, get up, oh, oh. When you get down, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. For Africa. I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, one A to Z. My teeth are still on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, from east to west. My teeth, walk, 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 my A, A, walk, walk, my A, A. Tongue is in some Zimbu, yeah, cause this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving.
And it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you can keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh, boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain. Se baila así,
sí. En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah. She's so sexy, I am a fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees.
All right, 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 all right. We're going to jump into the next track here. But as we go into more Shakira, I have an interesting fact for you. Did you know that in her hometown along the Magdalena River, hint, hint, Shakira has a giant 21-foot tall bronze statue of her dancing? Let me repeat that. She has a 21-foot tall bronze statue of her dancing in her hometown along the Magdalena River, hint, hint. That's crazy. Okay, I won't distract you anymore. Let's get back into more Shakira, La Tortura, and Whenever, coming right up.
Los días sean de sol. No pido que todos los viernes sean de fiesta. Y tampoco te pido que vuelvas rogando perdón si lloras con dos ojos secos y hablando de ella.
Solo de errores aprendes. con ese hueso y nos decimos adiós. Te puedo pedir a los olmos que entreguen peras. Te puedo pedirle lo eterno a un simple mortal y andar arrojando a los cerdos miles de perlas. Con ese hueso y nos decimos adiós.
Yo sé que no es así.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to highlight something before we move on here. Of course, we're talking about a specific country, but we also got to talk about Shakira, because Shakira's in the house with this song, of course. I just want to highlight that Shakira has a whole page on Wikipedia dedicated to just her cultural impact alone. It's not a section. It's an entire page. And to add to that, in 2024, she placed on the Billboard the greatest pop stars of the 21st century list, with her landing at number 17. And get this, she was the only Latina to appear on that list. Do you get how crazy that is? Not only to be one of the most popular in your country, to be the icon of an entire country musically. That's a feat very few get to. And I think Shakira is probably the best person to have that. But let's roll on here. Again, can't tell you the name of this next track. You'll have to go on the website to find the name of the song. But I'm going to just jump right into it, because it's a beautiful one for your listening pleasures, for your ears, for everything that's great in music history. Listening right now.
Me quedo en Medallo.
Okay. Backing track time.
Ooh-wee. Beautiful. It's beautiful. All right. Do quick work here. The last hint you'll be getting is that this is at least one of the words in the title of said song, which I'm not telling you. You have to go look. UMFM.com. You have to go right to the program page. You got to go to Monday, 1 p.m. Weekly Wilers. You got to check out the track list. The song title, one of the words, is One City in the Mystery Country. Not only that, it's the second largest city in said country, and it goes by the nickname the City of Eternal Spring because its temperate weather is consistently, well, temperate, I guess you would say. That's what it goes by. I don't make up the rules. All right. We're going to jump into the last one. This is actually a theme from a Netflix original series, and I think it might give it away if you haven't gotten already. I'll tell you in just a few moments what said country is, but for now, let's listen to this theme. Boom. Folks, I've been talking this whole time, you haven't been hearing me. Of course, today, this has been your Weekly Wilers. I am Kyler, this is your Wiler Report. I gotta get out of here. But I'm here to say today's episode was about Colombia. So tune in next week as we end this and we keep going every week because we got some great music for you. All right, take care, folks. Peace, love, and keep on wiling in that free world. Bye!
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
On Saturday, November 8th, Archenemy and the Black Dahlia Murder co-headline a night of relentless melodic death metal at the Burton Cummings Theater. Two of the most influential forces in modern metal unite for a tour built on speed, precision, and unrelenting intensity. With support from Fit for an Autopsy, Beast, and Thrown into Exile, this is a full-scale oral assault from start to finish. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.ca and don't miss Arch Enemy and the Black Dahlia Murder, Saturday, November 8th at the Burton Cummings Theater, presented by Modo Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Time and space, an energy force unlike any in the universe.
CJUN 101.5 on the FM.
Hello and welcome to NLA. This will be the final show. That's right, the final show. And let's get started with our first song of the hour. It is Be the Girl by Hemlock Springs.
Someone like that before.